Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You know, I really struggle at times when I know that what's in my heart, and I know that I'm not alone. I know that there are others like me who know of the impending dangers and doom that our nation faces. And what frustrates me the most is, you know, we've got so many people in this nation who know it's coming, the impending doom that's coming to this nation. And, you know, all the money in the world is not going to help you. You know, you're not going to escape the destruction of our nation. And you may say, well, what do you mean the destruction of our nation? If the moral fiber of people is not there, and you can't feel the pain of another person because, you know, I'm a Republican, they're a Democrat, Can't you see the folly in that? You know, I mean, I don't understand what makes that all right with people. I don't know how a person can breathe the same air as another human being and somehow think that that other human being's value is not equal to yours. That's the reality of what I'm talking about. We've got to come back to a time, or if there ever was a time, we've got to come to a time where we see our brothers, you know, in this country as that. And then and only then will the future be bright. We're never going to make it brighter with more money in the hands of those who already have more than enough money to last them, you know, for 20 generations. How is there the fact that Elon Musk has all the money he has something for the average American to celebrate? I don't, you know, Sam, I don't understand that. But yet you see people who celebrate. Oh, you see what Elon Musk did? He just bought Twitter. Oh, watch what he's going to do. What? What does the fact that Elon Musk buying Twitter have to do with you? And what is going to mean in your life? But we are so jaded in this country that there are people on the right who say, you see, what Elon Musk is going to do is Elon Musk is going to make sure that free speech is available to everybody. Well, there's never been a question as to whether or not people in this country have free speech. I think free speech should not mean that you should be able to say whatever the hell it is you want to say. If you're going to say things to offend people, and we know that one of the reasons why many Republicans were denied access to some of those sites were the threatening things that they had to say and the hurtful things that they had to say over those sites. At some point in time, we've got to get beyond, you know, these thoughts that people that people have that help hurt our nation. And I am saying our nation. It's the nation and what the nation supposedly stands for that's at stake. So we've got to give it some thought. Now, I got a couple guests coming in for the rest of the show. My first guest is going to be a good friend, Ms. Shante Nelson, and we're going to talk about all things voting. But my second guest is going to be Mr. Manny Perez, And Manny Perez is going to be here to talk about Rebecca Clefish and what Rebecca Clefish knew. If you go back, earlier this year and late last year, when people were struggling to get their unemployment checks, and Tony Evers was excoriated by Republicans saying that he was at the root of why people did not get their unemployment checks. And at a time when people were at their lowest ebbs, people struggling, jobs shut down, businesses shut down because of COVID, and people couldn't get their unemployment checks sometimes for 4 or 5 months. And the blame was placed on was placed on Tony Evers. And so we are going to find out by the former secretary of the department, the DOC, Mr. Manny Perez. He is going to tell the story about what took place. Rebecca Clefish, Scott Walker, who knew at the time that the unemployment department for the state of Wisconsin was in total chaos and certainly needed upgrading. As Rebecca Clefish now is in a position to run for governor, the question should be asked of her, exactly what she knew, when she knew it, and whether or not those things that she has denied were, in fact, the truth. So I want to do this. I want to take the time out. We are going to be talking about this for quite some time. Rebecca Clefish thinks that people don't forget, or that we don't know. That might have been the case. But right now, she's running for governor. She can't blame Scott Walker. She was there. Her hands were all over it. And yet she's going to show you what kind of a person she really is. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open as always at 844-967-2789. I see my guest has arrived. You are tuned into the Earl Ingram Show as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. We'll be right back.